Am I always this naked, you may ask? Well, of course not. But I do prefer to tell the naked truth. You see, I like it juicy, raw, and uncensored. The truth, that is. Hey, welcome everyone to Zenten Speaks. My name is Zen, and this is my very first podcast, but introduction. Thank you for tuning in into the very first introduction episode. And you might think, what are you expecting in this podcast and what is this podcast is about? So I made this podcast because a couple of reasons. I've gone through 2020. Many of you gone through so many things in 2020, but my reason is not exactly the same reason why everyone went through it. Some people went through it because of either, of course, CV, just saying CV because, you know, YouTube or Facebook will censor or may censor, but you all know what happened in 2020, so I don't need to go further into that. But it's not, the show is not about that exactly. The show is about what I went through, as in my growth. And my growth was not about CV at all. It was mostly since we're at home and I had much more time in my life to do some reflection and some inner work. And I've gone through some situation with some people, or mostly one person, and I rediscovered a part of me that was really traumatic, or it's crazy, which we'll get in touch with in further podcasts. But the introduction basically is saying that I'm starting this podcast because I have a lot to say. And have you ever had a juicy conversation with a friend, and then at the end of the conversation you realize if you actually recorded this conversation and then you shared it, probably a lot of people would have the same feelings about it. So after having conversations with some friends, and I, by the way, I do not have a lot of friends. I have probably friends under five fingers and only one in the same city. By the way, I live in New York City. And so after a good juicy conversation with a friend, I'm like, hey, this is so good, and I wonder who else think the same way, or even not even the same way, who else have different opinions. By the way, unlike many woke people or a lot of people who think they are inclusive and they're not, and if you're watching, you know who you are, and if you're not that person and you know who I'm talking about, those who say they are for inclusiveness or for unity and who are really not, because you can see by their post and their reactions how they react to other people with different point of views. I am truly someone who loves unconditionally, and my friends can attest to that, and my interactions with other people can attest to that as a proof testament. And so I love different opinions. When people tell me the different opinions, usually, okay, let's say the first thing, if I disagree, but there's possibility that I will think about it later on, and then I will either agree or feel them or understand. But the number one recipe, I will always have respect and do my best to empathize and have compassion and try their shoes for size and see how this could possibly be, etc. And I'll tell you why, because surprisingly for probably a lot of people, very first time in my life, which I'll get in touch, talk about in further podcast, very first time in my life that I had depression. I've had stressful situations at work, and I do my best not to be stressful. I'm a very calm person, and I do my best to live my own life, and I do not let other people dictate my emotions. However, as you all know, I'm still human and I still battle with certain things. But very first time in my life, I experienced depression that I can remember of. And I used to had different opinions about depression until I experienced it. You know, when they say, walk a mile in my shoes, then you know. Which reminds me of the Britney Spears song, walk a mile in my shoes, something, something I do, na 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 na. Hashtag free Britney. Anyway, I think she's free now. So I saw her last week. But anyway, yeah. So depression was a crazy one. So that's one of the reasons I wanted to do the podcast, because I want to talk about different opinions with different people and see what they think about. And I never do any name calling, and I never see anyone as evil for different opinions, unlike many people out there who does it. Because there's 7 billion of us in the world. Like, what are the odds that we'll have the same opinions or even different ones? And so to demonize somebody, shaming them, demonizing them, or witch hunting them, or even canceling them for a different opinion is absurd to me. And by the way, this is, I don't care. Like, I will say things, and I may say things that may get me canceled. And before starting this podcast or this YouTube channel, I've thought about that. And the way I see it is, I have this life to live, and I'm not living it for anyone else but myself. And I do my best to live myself in a way that I do not hurt myself and other people. So therefore, everything I say and do, if I'm not hurting others and myself, is gonna be good. So if you wanna cancel, the best way, like, okay, fine, cancel, and what? However, if I say something and then I do change my mind or my position, I will have self-accountability and I will be like, oh, okay, I see your point of view. That's a good point of view. And of course, humans are there to grow. If someone is stubborn and don't want to grow, then that to each their own. But I'm here also to hear to grow. And if you come at me with empathy, compassion, and to try my shoes to understand and respect, then of course we're gonna have a great dialogue, and this is what I'm here for. And funny thing is, every year, so for the past 5 years since I became Zen, my years have themes. So the theme for 2020 for me was no shame, no fear, no guilt, and no judgment for myself and for others. And I will tell you further on in further podcasts why this theme is there, and the theme was there because I went through something with somebody, and yeah, it was interesting. So I'll just tell you this shortly. I fell in love, and I learned a lot about myself, and it was one of the greatest feelings in the world, and also one of the most painful for me. At the end of it. And I think the painful part is the depression, which I never experienced in my entire life. And if people, I know a lot of people have depression as a badge of honor. And so they probably experience depression all the time, or it's something constant in their lives. So so if that's you, please tell me how, if you constantly experiencing it, please tell me your experience with that. If something that keeps happening, does it hurt less, or is it because it's my first time, it was like a really shocker? And yeah, we'll talk about that further for podcast. So basically, the introduction, Zen Speaks, my name is Zen, and I'm speaking for myself about my experiences, and maybe for others who are either not able to speak for themselves, or who are afraid of being canceled or being called out. And there will be two parts of the podcast and or YouTube channel. So the first one will be me talking, people can ask me questions and I can answer things and I can talk about my 2020 experience and also my life experience, and it's juicy, raw and uncut and hopefully uncensored by Facebook and YouTube, definitely. And the second part of the podcast will be me interviewing, or I prefer the word talking, to your everyday Jane or Joe of your life. Anyone who has a story to tell about their lives or something inspiring. One of my goals in life, by the way, I follow, my guru is Sadhguru and Osho. If you guys don't know who these people are, so you can Google it. I probably may have a link in the description. By the way, please subscribe and follow. It doesn't cost you anything. And if you like what you're hearing, or even if you don't like it, I love it when people don't like things and they still watch it and they have different opinion. I love that because we are all one people. So anyway, one other thing my guru teach me, Sadhguru says there's no goals in life. The goal of life is to live life. Anyway, so I try not to say goal, and I try not to say the word try, but different story. So I would say not goal or purpose, but the point or of the day of the present podcast is to engage others and to be inspired by their stories, and hopefully I can inspire somebody by my life story as well. And I think if we're all humble and respectful of each other, everything is inspiring. And I know it's unpopular opinion, nothing religious, I think it's just like real life experience, is to love your enemies. And the funny thing is, if you do not love your enemies, you cannot love yourself, because guess what? We are our most greatest enemy. That's another podcast. If you didn't know it, now you know. Yeah, so if we are our greatest enemies and you do not love yourself, then you're gonna have enemies outside of yourself. But if you're not your own enemy, you cannot have an enemy outside yourself, which I highly believe in. And I'm at a point in my life where I do not have enemies. People may have me as their enemies, but the greatest thing I love to do is I love to love my enemies. By the way, sometimes I want to cuss, but I don't have a potty mouth cussing person, but I may cuss, and that I feel like that's okay too, because the point of this podcast is no shame, no guilt, no fear, no judgment. Juicy conversations, raw truth, uncut and uncensored, hopefully. So I welcome everybody to be interviewed, to talk to me and have a great dialogue. And so at some point, you also have me have an own dialogue with the camera. Again, thank you very much for taking your time and joining me in this podcast and YouTube videos. I'm very excited about this because I am done being quiet about things and or having it just in my head or just talking to my friends, which I do enjoy. But another short story before we end this introduction is that, believe it or not, I grew up kind of like technically without speaking any language. Just backstory, I was born in IET, and so native language, mother's tongue is Creole and French. So because I stuttered, I kind of spoke those languages, but not really. And so I had speech therapy in my teens, and being raised in the United States, I learned to speak English. So I tend to tell people, or the truth is, my first language, fluent language, is English, because that's the first language that I was taught to speak fluently without stuttering. And whenever I hang out with or talk to my classmates who speak Haitian Creole or French, sometimes I go back into stuttering, and sometimes I have to think about my words because I did not break the pattern in my mother's tongue, but I broke the patterns in English words. And so I've been silenced a lot of my life, and when I started to learn how to speak again, you couldn't shut me up anymore. I was like speaking a lot. And there are usually two types of people. People who are very interested in what I'm saying and they love it and they want to be in my entourage. And others who think what I talk about is too taboo, crazy, or mental, which is fine by me. And they love to eardrops, but they dislike me. Also, they think because I like to keep it raw and, you know, so most people don't like that. And the ones who do, welcome. The ones who don't, welcome as well. Now you know why I'm doing the podcast, and thank you again. Please share, follow, like, and this is my grandfather clock. Thank you, and namaskar.